Hi, this is Anushka Fernandopoli. I hope this talk supports you in your practice. If you'd like to support my teaching, you can use the donate button under my picture on dharmaseed.org or go to my website, anushkaf.org, A-N-U-S-H-K-A-F.org, and click on donate. Thanks. I appreciate your support.
The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we can allow ourselves to feel the physical body as we're sitting here. And so you can bring that loving, warm attention to the experience of the body, however it is. Part of this quality of love is allowing things to be how they are. So the same way that if you had a good friend and you hadn't seen for a while and you met them and asked, how are you? Sometimes maybe they'll say everything is great, and then you could listen to that answer. And then maybe sometimes they would say, some things are difficult in my life. And you would be able to listen to that answer. So however it is in the body, whether it's tired or achy, feeling great, neutral, let's see if we can connect with this kind, warm-hearted attention. In this vein, we can notice if there's areas of the body that are tense, that are holding. And we can try to relax that as we begin our practice together. So maybe take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, try to relax the muscles that might be tight around the jaw, around the eyes, around the shoulders. And even relaxing the insides, if there's any unnecessary holding, tightness. I feel like we can begin by just going through the body in some way, sending a sense of love. Just noticing what it's like around the head and the face. And sending some love, some kindness, goodwill. If you like, you can use phrases like, may I be well, may I be healthy, may I be safe. Or just hold that aspect of the body with loving attention. I can feel into the neck and the shoulders. Notice how that is today, in this moment. Can shift down to the chest, arising and falling, expanding and contracting. Into the belly. to the groin and the seat. The upper part of the legs. Just relaxing and sending a sense of goodwill or love. The knees and the lower legs. And the feet and the toes. And you can include also the arms, the upper arms. Lower arms and elbows. The hands and the fingers. Any part of the body that you feel like has been missed, the back or the sides. You can settle in then with the experience of the body breathing. Just to help stabilize the mind, you can find one spot where it's easiest to notice this. You can know that as we're breathing in and out, this too is a nourishing act for our body, essential nourishing act. And connect with this, the sense of love, appreciation for our life, our aliveness. Can sometimes assume that we'll have the next breath or the next many breaths, the next days and weeks, but the truth is we don't know. So it's good to be present with and appreciate each one. If you notice your attention's gone to thinking or planning, it's actually perfectly fine. It's natural. For the sake of connecting with the body and developing some sense of collectedness, try to let go of the thinking. Just notice that it's happened. And just gently come back again to rest with the breathing, with a sense of love. You could think about it like returning to the nest. If you're feeling the breath in your heart, your belly, nostrils, that's like your nest, your home base. Attention can fly away, but then always come back again. The nest is where there's a sense of safety, connection, warmth and love. Can notice if there's any way in which you're pushing away something in your experience or trying to make something else different happen. And notice the tension that can come from that or from a disconnection from even the very basic experience of the body breathing. Again, feel the ways in which those are not acts of love, but we can even hold these with a sense of acceptance and love. Recognizing these habitual tendencies and yet trying not to feed them or invest in them. And coming back to the nest again, resting. And just allow sounds to arise and pass away. You don't need to struggle with them either. Just as we can allow thoughts to arise and pass away, come and go. Primarily for this period, staying connected to the body very simply. As we come towards the end of our sitting, can connect with the overall sense of goodwill towards our body. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong and healthy. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I care for myself with ease.